Hey, Corrine.
Hi, Tari.
We got a great show tonight. So, why don't you, if you like, why don't you share with everyone what it's about? Because you're the one that really introduced it to me. So, it's a cool topic.
It is. We're talking about the power of crystals. Healers and shamans and people that are what you would call spiritual seekers or light workers, have utilized the healing properties in crystals for several centuries. Each crystal, I mean, all crystals can provide healing, transformation, self-development, divination. But tonight we're going to be talking about the different kinds of crystals and the unique properties that each have, because there are crystals out there that can help you with love and healing of the heart, help you to balance out your emotions, connect with spirit. There are even some crystals that can help with insomnia, protection, and psychic abilities even, and mental clarity. I mean, the list goes on and on. And one thing that I had written in the email, which I thought was just really beautiful, is that, these crystals help you to understand the spiritual consciousness of nature, and they help you to align with that consciousness to heal yourself, others, and the planet. Because a lot of times we forget about the earth. We're so focused on spirit, 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 spirit. We forget that earth is of spirit too. And these crystals come from the earth. And a great analogy, crystals are kind of a reminder of us on our own spiritual development, because they were developed deep within the earth, and then they grew to different shapes and sizes and colors under intense pressure within the earth, and then through time became these beautiful little objects. And so they're just like us. We in time and with the pressure of our environments also develop and grow depth and character. And each and every one of us, just like crystals, are unique and special and beautiful in our own way. So tonight's going to be a fun discussion about crystals and the power of crystals.
Oh, that's great. I tell you something. I've heard about crystals. I've even had a few of them in my home. But I think they're incredibly. No, that's not a great word. I think that they're amazing because a great shaman healer, Robert, told me. He said, the biggest gift we have is ourself, and our connection to all that is. And he said, whatever you use, whether it's angel cards, crystals, because crystals will help you develop your abilities and help you with love and all the things that you were saying. He goes, but they're like the gas pedal. The real power is within you, and they're just like the gas pedal, or to give you that extra push. You know what I mean? And so I want to be really clear about that because some people, I know there's crystals that will help you lose weight, right? But if you're eating McDonald's every day and supersizing it, that crystal's not going to work. It has to start within you first. You know what I mean? So that's something. Do you agree with that or not? What do you feel?
Oh, absolutely. I think it is your intention behind the crystal too, because there's no right or wrong way to use crystals. And whatever, you can grab a book, you can look online, and they'll tell you, you'll see a multitude of different ways that you can use the crystals and exactly what the crystals are for. But most importantly, just use your own intuition when you're selecting a crystal and see what it speaks to you. So if you are using a crystal that will help you lose weight, it starts with your intention first as to why you picked up that specific crystal, is so that it can help you lose weight. But again, if you're going out there eating whole bunch of high calorie foods, the crystals are only going to have as much power as you give it. So, and the belief that it can do something for you too, as well.
Yeah, I agree with you too about that. I know that you've had some great experiences with crystals, and that's really because I had a meditation. I got a message about them in meditation. But will you share some of your stories with us? Because they're beautiful, some of the things that you've shared with me, and I appreciate it. Like you put
Oh,
crystals, yeah,
which
all of your.
specific stories? I don't know which ones. I have worked with crystals. See, this is the thing. There are some people that are just naturally inclined to like rocks, and crystals and little gemstones and things like that, right? And you don't know why you are. I know we have a client of ours whose young son puts rocks in her purses and says, "This rock is for you, Mom. It's for your protection," or whatever. He has a natural inclination to stones and crystals. And when I was a child, I never really knew the real, you know, significance of crystals and what, you know, the purpose that they can serve and their energy and the properties. I just kind of was drawn to them. And I, like I was telling you earlier, I didn't really know what each of these crystals stood for. And then I just read this book that I've had for over 15 years today. And, you know, that knowledge was already within me, just like it is within all of us. I just intuitively knew, oh, this crystal does really stand for love. Oh, this crystal really does stand for grounding, because I felt grounding energy with it. And so, you know, but I want to let the people out there know that, you know, you don't have to go buy the books. Just kind of go into, you know, when you're going into a crystal store and you're holding the crystals, just ask, you know, each of the crystals what they're speaking to you and how they can help you. And you'll know if a specific crystal should go home with you. And then you can look up, and it's kind of funny, then you can look at the properties in the book and kind of go, oh, wow, this is exactly what I did need in my life, you know? Because it starts with you first. And you will always find the crystal. The crystal will always find you. The right crystal will always find you for that specific time, just like you did. Actually, you have more fun recent stories about finding crystals lately, because you came across some just intuitively too, right?
Well, I got a message because I was, you know, doing a lot of physical healing on my body and with my, I'm just going to say with sugar, you know, sugar situations that I've got going on. And so I was meditating, and then my grandmothers, and they came to you as well, they told me, they go, "You need to put crystals in your home, in your house." I go, "Crystals?" I go, "I don't want to put crystals in my house, because, you know, I've really lived, you know, not in one place for very long, and this is the first time in a few years that I've been in one place." And I said, "Okay." So, and then I asked you about it, and so I went to, and I had a dream about amethyst, you know, so I went and looked around, and I found the perfect piece of amethyst for me, and it's, you know, it's on my it's on my dresser right now. And amethyst is wonderful because it's great for cleansing. It also, did you know that, I didn't realize this, but it's also great for your organs, your liver, your pancreas, and your spleen, which is all having to do with sugar, you know. And so I was like, wow, that's pretty intense. So, you know, but I'd had a dream about that. And so the amethyst I'm using, you know, and not only amethyst, but there's a couple others as well. I know that you have a great story about the pointy crystal. You know, you told me about the pointy ones, the one on both ends. I could say the pointy, I can't even remember what they're called now. But as I said, this has been with you for a long time, and I'm just starting to research it. But it's pointy at both ends. And that's supposed to help you make things happen, right? Or do you want to hear that story, or do you want to wait? Because I know we've got some good stuff with that.
Oh, it's called the double termination crystal, and it's a clear quartz crystal. I mean, you can find them in different crystals too as well, but they're usually in the quartz crystals. Double termination means that there's two points on both ends, and they can be used for, you know, manifesting, healing, meditations, and the purpose of it is that it's sending and receiving energy because of the two different points. So you can channel energy through you, and then send it out, or you can also receive it in through the two points. But again, you know, that's just kind of like, if it makes you feel better to know it and go get the crystal, that's great, you know, but you don't necessarily have to have a double termination, double pointed crystal in order to send and receive energy. It's just like an extra tool, you know, a little bit of knowledge. But if you feel that a different crystal resonates really strong within you, absolutely go ahead and buy that. If by chance you pick up a double pointed crystal and you're like, "This one's not speaking to me," then, you know, you don't have to get it. You always go with the one that resonates with you the most. And so you and I just picked up you picked up a double pointed one, because we're going to do some manifestations with it. But the clear quartz crystal is a really powerful crystal. This is the crystal, like, for beginners out there that are just learning to kind of work with crystals, and you're not really sure which one to get. The clear quartz crystal is the one that can almost do it all. Just like every crystal can, they carry a lot of energy with them, and it's whatever you infuse into that crystal will serve its purpose for you. So it can attract love, it can manifest, it can attract abundance, it can heal emotional wounds, it can remove headaches, it can help you with lucid dreaming, it can help ground you, because the clear quartz crystal can also absorb energy too. It can absorb negative energy from you as well. And it can absorb more loving energy for you too as well. And so it's a great like all around crystal to have. It also is a crystal that can clean other crystals too as well. It's just a really powerful crystal to have.
I had a message the other day about I have an 11-month-old dog, and she's such a sweetheart. And my angels asked me to say, Terry, or they call me Terry. They said, Terry, get a clear crystal quartz for your dog and put it in her water. Now, you know Puppy, she's going to eat it if I put it in her water or take it out and play with it. So what I've done is I've got one. I put it in the sun for a couple hours, and then you put it in the water, and you put it in the water for, I don't know, I'm going to keep it in there overnight, and then I'm going to drink, I'm going to give her the water because I put it in a jug, and for her, and then for me as well, right? So I'm pretty excited about that, to see what happens with my dog. So anyway, she's a good dog, but I got a message about doing that, we'll see.
That's called, you're making crystal water there, like a crystal elixir, and that's another way that you can use crystals to amplify their healing properties. So, so instead of like meditating with it or holding in your hand, you can put it in water and drink it just like what you're doing. So, yeah, that's a wonderful way.
I was looking at this one, and this one called to me because I was looking at the book. You get involved in something and you just want to research it. But have you ever heard of the Nebula Stone? And it's like, as you say, calling to me. Have you ever heard of it? You probably haven't. But it says it brings spiritual life into matter, attuning to probable futures, or feeling the highest aspirations, and it says feeling at home in the body and on the earth. So it's like I thought that was a great crystal that I'd like to get, you know what I mean? And it works with the root chakra and the crown chakra. For some reason, it's like really, really connecting to me, you know what I mean? So it's like it's giving you your highest and best good. So I like that. So we'll see what happens with it. So I'm gonna go get something tomorrow. And what about if somebody wants to have like because I know a lot of people are like really concentrating on their careers and prosperity. What would be a good one for that one? Do you know? Like prosperity and career?
Prosperity, career. Let me see.
Jade?
Oh, yeah, green stones. I was just going to say that. Green stones will attract money. So jade, absolutely. Emerald, malachite. There's another one. It's called adventurine. That one kind of looks like jade. Tourmaline. Also, gold stones, too, will attract money. Gold would be like tiger's eye.
Citrine? That's like citrine. Citrine would attract money too as well, or prosperity.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, that's another golden stone. Yes. So gold and green stones will attract money. And then hematite is always a really good one that I've always felt really resonated with me for like career, because it has a grounding energy to it.
Right.
And it builds confidence and courage and gives you the feeling that you can accomplish anything, which is great for career, right? You can accomplish anything with that kind of emotion around you. So hematite is a really good one. That's the one that's kind of, it looks like a mirror. It's like a silvery color.
Okay.
And you can get that in all different shapes and sizes. Tiger's eye is also good for, we already said that, but tiger's eye, yeah, because I was remembering tiger's eye is one that's really used in the Chinese culture to build prosperity. There's a lot of bracelets made out of tiger's eye that you can wear for prosperity, money, all that good stuff.
Okay. By the way, we were talking about Lemurian. Which you are connected to, and they have the sea crystals in here. Have you ever connected with that or yet? Or I know that you're really going doing a lot of research about the Merriam-Webb light, the crystals and everything. What are your thoughts on that, Kareem? Because I'm looking at it right now, and it says it helps you with the connection with the divine feminine energy. So, and also the unification of the soul to the God's will. So, I don't know. Does that resonate with you?
So, yes, you know, but for those crystals, you know, I would, if I came across one when in a store, which is very rare, but, you know, not impossible, I would absolutely get it. But I would caution those not to buy those online because you can't validate the authenticity of that. Because they can look man-made too as well, because it's like a really unique looking crystal. Also, you should want to hold the crystal too. Any crystal that you're going to buy, you should want to hold it first. And obviously if you're buying it online, you're not holding it until you've already bought it. And you know, and it needs to speak with you. You need to hold it and kind of see if it's resonating within your soul, if there's a purpose that it can serve, if there's a way that it can help you, if, you know, there's a reason why it's coming into your life. So, and for that, for the seed crystals, that information that was stored within the crystals, but I think that we can tap into that information and that energy within those specific crystals on our own as well. And I know that the quartz crystal is a good tool to tap into that energy, because the quartz crystal is really transcending. You can use it in the same way, because those seed crystals are actually quartz crystals too. They've just got universal knowledge planted into them, which is why it's giving them that unique kind of surface quality.
You know, that lady that I was telling you last week, the one from Lemuria, I hope I'm saying that correct, she said, she goes, as human beings, spiritual beings having a human experience, she goes, if you really want to know a truth about a past, something from the past, like we were talking about Atlantis and Lemuria last week, she goes, hold a crystal and you'll be able to see it for really what it really is, or get the feelings or get the thoughts. You know, well, that's kind of neat too as well. So, you know, my sense about it was, it was the clear crystal quartz that that we were talking about, or you just were talking about. And then angel energy. I love angel energy. Rose quartz is good for that, right? Rose quartz too is to help you with meditation, connecting with your angels. Do you agree?
Yes, that one's good. That one's also good for the heart. Healing of emotional healing. It can also be used to attract more love into your life, and open up your heart to receive, not only to receive, but also to give love too as well. I love, and also to help you with forgiveness too. So all avenues of love that the rose quartz is wonderful for.
Oh, that's good. I like that. And then I was reading one about today. It's called Jet, and it helps with protection, purification, and grounding. So there's Jet stone, the Jet crystal. Also, which one was the one that you said that was great for grounding? I can't remember now, but that was
hematite.
Yeah. So, if you feel like that you're meditating and you can't, what does that mean to be grounded? Because I know some people are like, I like when I meditate and I can astral travel. That's not what we're really talking about. Being grounded is being able to stay focused, clear, as well as meditating and working with the angels. You want to stay focused and clear, and it helps you do that. And whatever you're doing, it helps you focus on that activity, correct? Is that the way you see it? I'm asking you.
Right. It keeps you centered, grounded, connected, so that you can connect better with spirit. It connects you mind, body, and spirit. So in perfect alignment, that's when you know when you're grounded. Everything is attuned, centered, and not all over the place. Hematite's really great for, you know, psychological issues too. So it helps you with, not only with the grounding and centering, because when you are centered and grounded, you are also, you know, better psychologically too. So, but it helps with boosting self-esteem, willpower, confidence, all of that good stuff. It's a really great one for women to have, especially. because of, you know, the self-esteem, confidence, all of those things. It also helps with concentration and focus. So that's why this one is a really great one for career and work. I've always had a hematite crystal in my office on my desk, because it helps you get like sharp mental clarity. It's great when you have like a project that you're working on or a paper that you need to write or an email that you need to write, and you're feeling a little bit nervous or anxious or scared or something like that. Hold it in your hand as you write it, and it'll help to ground you.
Oh, wow. That's good. I like that. So so if a woman or a man wanted to meet the love of their life, is there one that can, you know, your intention is the most important part, and that's what we were just saying, but is there a one that can help you with that, that can help you attract your soulmate, your twin soul, whatever, do you think?
Yes. Well, like we were talking about, the rose quartz can definitely do that. Diamonds can do that.
Yes, and they're girls' best friends.
Yeah, you know, pearls can do that. They're all like the romantic stones, that, you know, it's like the rose quartz, you know, pink, the emerald, jade, amethyst can also help you attract it as well. There's also this really special kind of quartz that you can find. It's a little pricey though, but they're called they're quartz clusters, basically. So it's more than one quartz cluster coming out of the same grouping. And because they're paired or they're grouped, they kind of reinforce, relationships, the coming together of souls, the coming together of partnerships. So it's not only beneficial for romantic relationships, but business partnerships, families, things like that. And that would just be a grouping of any type of quartz crystal. Usually you can find those in clear quartz crystals though. A little bit more pricey though. So, you know, obviously it's not, you don't have to get those for love. The simplest one you can use is a rose quartz to attract relationships.
You know, I know a lot of people, and I told you we got a text and a call from a couple of people and that were really interested in our topic tonight. So onyx, I didn't realize this because I used to have a couple of onyx rings my mom got me because I loved it when I was a teenager. And, you know, but it's great for inner strength, focused intention, and willpower, and self-mastery and discipline. I did not know that. Maybe that's the reason why I started making A's in math when I was younger. So, you know, well, using the onyx thing. Yeah, yeah. It helps the third eye too. Open the third eye. Isn't that cool? I was like, wow.
Right. One thing that I used to do in meditation a lot is, and again, all of these stones, as long as your intention is in there and it's speaking to you in that avenue, you can use it for anything, you know. Just like what you're saying, the onyx will help with the third eye. You can also use amethyst, or you can use rose quartz, you can use clear quartz, you can use any kind of crystal, and you can actually put it on your third eye as you're meditating when you're laying down, and it'll actually help to channel the energy and open up that third eye chakra. Even more for you. And you actually will start to feel a slight vibration there or a slight tingling or air pressure kind of change as you do that. Also helps with headaches too. Whenever you have a headache, you can put that on your forehead and it'll absorb it for you. My sister does that a lot.
You know, absorbing negative energy is that what she's doing for absorbing the negative energy? Is that what that is?
Or right. You know, because these crystals can be used for protection too, especially the clear quartz crystal, because what it'll do is it absorbs any negativity that is around you. Whenever we're doing the readings and speaking with clients, I always have quartz crystal on my desk. I have a whole cluster of them on my desk and all serving a different purpose. For me, they resonate a certain vibration for me. But what it'll do is it'll absorb any negativity, any negative emotions, any kind of negative vibration around you, for you. So it's like a protection crystal.
You know, somebody just texted me right now, one of our clients or one of our friends too, said smoky quartz is good for grounding and transmutation of negative energy, smoky quartz. So that, wow, the quartz ones have a lot of good stuff. Also, manifestation of one's dreams and inspiration. So I'm saying thank you now for sending that to us. So that's the smoky quartz, helping you manifest what you want, your dreams and your desires, and also helping you change negative energy, change that, or change it into, I guess, just energy. Energy. That's kind of cool too. I like that. So let me ask you a question. As I said, you know so much more about this, and I'm pretty brand new with it. If someone had some health problems, there are a lot of quartz or a lot of crystals that are great for health problems too as well. We're not saying go just use quartz or crystals or whatever. We're saying that you can use this along with going to a great doctor, taking care of yourself, you know, eating right and exercising and all those things, right? Have you had any experiences with those? Because I'm just getting my first set of experiences now with my own healing. So what's been your thoughts on that, Karine? I would love to know.
Crystals should never take the place of any kind of medication that you're currently on. You know, but what it can do is assist you on the spiritual level in healing whatever those ailments may be, so that you may, you know, in turn may no longer need medication. But you should never, you know, if your doctor is saying take the medication then.
Use it in conjunction with.
Yeah, use it together with, and you will start to see some benefits, you know, within your current state of health, because, you know, these crystals have carried with them really powerful energy. And they've been used for centuries. So, if you decide that you do want to use them, you know, definitely use it together with whatever you've been prescribed.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, the other, you were talking to me today or a little bit ago, and there was an orange crystal, we were talking about, and it's great for blood, you know. What is it? Taking care of your blood, making your blood nice and healthy. And as I said, you know, I worry about but my sugar challenges. So I got some today. I just want to let you know. So I'm excited to see how it works, you know, in conjunction with working with my doctor and taking my medication and all the stuff that I do. So, and right. Diet and exercise is always important to it too.
You're talking about the amber?
Yes. And the other day, or was it yesterday? I got a message. It said light, put some incense on, you know, and I know this is off the crystals, but incense is good as well, or does well. And so it was amber incense, and I go, okay, I'm putting the amber incense on, and, you know, lighting it. And then you were telling me about the amber. It's not called a quartz, but it's called a resin. Is that right? Something like that. But anyway, it's good for luck and prosperity and helping you with your health and your general health and your blood and luck and prosperity. I said, wow, that's a do everything stone. You're going to be healthy. You might as well be healthy and prosperous, right? So I was like excited about that.
Yeah, it actually, this is a, you know, all crystals come from the earth, but amber is actually, it's a resin. So it's not a crystal. It's not a rock. It's resin from that becomes it's fossilized. That's the word, fossilized resin. You know, that's why it's kind of hard like a stone, but it actually, you know, at one point was a soft resin and then hardened over time. But it's perfect because it actually draws out disease from the body and promotes tissue growth. It also, you know, it's great for, you know, the cleaning of the, or it represents the color orange, which is good for cleaning of the blood, which is perfect. Perfect for you. Kidney, bladder, spleen, all that good stuff. Yeah. Also helps to build stability and provides a positive mental state, gives you patience and helps you with, what's the word I'm looking for? Helps you to make decisions easier.
Oh, that's good. I like that. And most, it sounds really wonderful when we're talking about this, but it's really super important to make sure you line your intention up with your particular crystal, right? So, and I guess if you're looking for a crystal for this, your intention is already there. So that's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, people, you hear different things about cleaning crystals and charging them. What are your thoughts about that? Because, you know, I think that is up to each individual, you know, once you get them. But you really had some, you know, we were chatting about that a little bit ago.
I think for me personally, and because they carry with them energy, and sometimes, you know, just like us as human beings, we're affected by energy too. We can become clogged with energy. Crystals can also become clogged or clouded, especially if you use them for healing, because they're absorbing negativity from you. They're transmuting energy for you. They're changing it for you. So I think every once in a while, it's important to clean it and then charge it. Cleaning can be done in a lot of different ways. And you'll know when a crystal needs to be cleaned when you don't feel as much energy from it. It's not speaking to you anymore. Or you can just ask it, do you need to be cleaned? And you'll get a yes or a no. And there's several different ways you can the way that I do it, which is really simple for me, is it's called smudging, and I just burn sage, and then I pass the crystal through the smoke, and then with the intention that it is being that it is pure and clean now. You can also set it in sunlight or set it in moonlight. You can also put it in water with a little tiny bit of sea salt, but that should only be done for quartz crystals, not the kind of crystals that could fall apart in the water, like those fragile with the different kind of facets. Like, for example, celestite should not be put into water, and that's like a fragmented crystal because it could break apart. So that's why the easiest way for me that I found is just by using the sage smoke. And then the charging, what you were just mentioning, is that's how you infuse the intention into the crystal. So after you clean it, you can hold it in between both your hands, and then what you're doing is you're infusing your intention or charging it with the energy and intention of how this crystal is going to help you, and you know, with the purpose that it's serving, and with love and light. So if you have a rose quartz crystal in your hand and you want it to help you attract love, then you just kind of with a simple affirmation is all you can do, is just say, you know, thank you for being here with me and for assisting me in my path towards attracting more love into my life. And you can also breathe into it too. Sometimes because our breath, breathing, we had just said this on the last show, breathing is basically breathing in spirit, right?
Oh yeah, so, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So sometimes what I do is when I'm holding the intention of the particular crystal is I'll hold it in my hands and then I'll breathe in with my nose and hold my breath and then have my intention, you know, whatever it may be, like, thank you for assisting me in my path towards attracting more love into my life. And then I exhale onto the crystal, because you're literally breathing spirit into the crystal through your breath. And you can do that however many times you feel necessary. But that's another way that you can charge the crystals. If you just want to make sure that the intention is clear and that you're connecting.
Oh, I like that. That's beautiful. I really do. You know, what I listened to you and you said, Tarie, all you got to do is really, really, you'll know what to do, because the crystals really do speak to you. And so I go, I live near the beach, and the beach is like my backyard. So what I did is I got some salt water and cleaned my crystals. And then I go, I'm going to put it out in the sun. So I put it out in the sun for a couple hours. And then I said, it probably needs a little moon energy too. So I put it in the moon energy for, you know, I let it sit overnight, because I think the sun energy is much stronger, or maybe not, I don't know. But it felt like 2 hours for the sun. And then the moon energy you can leave all night. That's what it felt like to me. And you may have told me that, I'm not sure. But they feel great. And you can... when you hold them or put your hands on them, it's like, wow, these crystals were made for me and I was made for these crystals. Maybe that's the way to look at it. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's so funny because, you know, really what made an impact on me is I have a friend of mine that just moved near me, and I went into her house, and she has, you know, got the incense and the crystals all around, and it was just such a beautiful feeling in there. They really do change your environment. You know what I mean? So, and she started actually because she said she suffered from depression. You know, she went to the doctor and got the medication she needed, but she also said, I started meditating and working with crystals, and it made a huge difference for her. So, you know, you can tell.
Oh,
her house is amazing,
wonderful.
The way it feels, you know. So it's like, oh, I want mine to feel like that. And so, yeah, I've been pretty excited to work with them and see what happens, you know, because it's, I want to make sure that, you know, we convey this to people. Crystals are just, they're like a, when you're using them, it's like in conjunction with, you know, so meditation, mind, body, and spirit alignment is really important. Also, your intention is the most important of all. And once you do that, then everything else is just like little added icing and strawberries on top of a great cake, right? So that's important too. So anyway, I think that I'm going to reiterate that. So we've got love and we've got career and how about if we want to really, is there crystals that we can use to help us with life choices, you know, or meditation maybe too as well?
Well, again, the clear quartz crystal. I mean, this clear quartz crystal is like the all around crystal. It can help you with meditation. People use it for meditation. They also use it. You know, there's different colors, stones and crystals that you can use for chakra cleansing. But if you, a quartz crystal can work with all of the chakras and help you with meditation. So amethyst is really great for that too, as well. What did you say was the other one? Life choices?
Yeah. Life choices, too, is we've had to make a choice, right? So, or, you know, something's coming up and you go, should I do this or should I do that?
Amber is really good for that. It helps you with decision-making processes.
Okay.
Amber, we spoke about amber, right? Tiger's eye also is a really good one because it gives you courage and confidence to follow your choices, follow your decisions. What else? I'm trying to just think out of my head here from what I remember. Oh my goodness.
You know what? What I love too is when you want to awaken your heart, if you're waking your heart, it's always good. I think the rose quartz would help with that, right? And the, I see calcite. I'm looking at it right now. Calcite, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's an orange stone, I think, right?
Yeah. We were talking about that. So mm-hmm. Awakening your heart too, as well. So awakening your heart, we learned this the other day through a situation. Your mind and your heart should always be connected, but your mind and, you know, the heart connected with the brain, the mind connects to the heart. And when you do that, it's just, then you get the best possible outcome. So when you awaken your heart, it turns everything else on, you know, where you're able to make the best decisions, life choices and that kind of thing, I think is important.
Right. And it's good for happiness too. You know, all of the orange colored stones, like what you just said, which is the calcite, help with happiness as well as the rose quartz. So, that's what I'm saying. The rose quartz is probably one of the most popular ones. It's probably another one that is an all around good stone or good crystal to have, because it touches upon, if you're trying to talk to peace, not only, you know, not only love, but peace, happiness, friendships, forgiveness, healing, the rose quartz is really wonderful for. And happiness would also assist you with abundance too as well. You know, basically if you get a quartz for happiness and you also want to get the job, and getting the job would make you happy, then you've covered all bases there.
I like that too. You said enjoying your life. I was looking. I said, what is something that people can enjoy their life with? Because somebody told me this morning. I was chatting with them, and it was a client. And she goes, I just really want to enjoy my life. And I was like, wow. You know, I go, well, you can do this, this, and this. And she goes, isn't there just something easier I can do? And I was like, okay. So I'm going to tell her to use rose quartz and amber. It would be good, right? And also any kind of crystal or the clear crystal quartz is good too as well. So she can do that and be happy and enjoying her life. I thought that's pretty cool. Also, jasper is really good, right, Corinne? You've talked to me about jasper before. Ocean jasper is good for enjoying your life or life enjoyment. Ocean jasper, and it looks great in your house. I think you told me about her. It might have been my other friend. Do you know anything about jasper or never used it?
Jasper is good for marriage and relationships, like harmony within marriages. There's probably a lot of other properties, too, that we're not listing here. But that's the one I associate with marriage is jasper.
So if a woman or a man, and there are men out there that want to get married, if we wanted to get married to our significant other, first of all, we probably need to find a significant other first, right? So and then we could use that to
maintain the harmony, or maintain the harmony within the marriage.
Okay.
If you're trying to have love in your life, I would recommend using the rose quartz. Because you're attracting the love, which will lead to the marriage. And it helps, you know, because jasper helps, well, you know, I think you could use jasper for marriage too, because what it does
moldavite,
is basically...
I'm just reading it here, is moldavite would be good for marriage. I was like excited, moldavite, did I say that right? I hope I did. Moldavite, good for marriage, attracting marriage. So
I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
Yeah, I was saying, and I might be pronouncing it wrong, but I don't think so. I'm pronouncing it like it sounds, but yeah. But what you're going to say, because that's just one right there. What was the other one that you said? So, because you were just talking about it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, it unifies. Jasper is like a unifying crystal, right? So it reminds people that are in marriages or in relationships to unify and help each other, because it's like a coming together crystal. That's the property that I associate with it, but it also helps with, you know, bringing tranquility to partnerships too, as well. You know, especially during times of stress, and it, you know, a lot of these properties that we're listing here, you know, almost every crystal can do the same, but there are some properties that are stronger within these crystals than others, you know, because they all have the ability to absorb negative energy, to transform energy, to provide healing, protection, all of that. So it's really not about what you're reading in the books, or even what we're telling you right now. It's just how it speaks to you is the most important, how it's resonating within you. Because you've probably heard us mention over and over again the different crystals doing the same thing, you know, because they really do essentially almost do the same thing. But there are some that are, you know, that they specialize in, I guess, if you want to call it that way. But, you know, like we've listed right now, that the rose quartz can do a whole bunch of different things. And just like, you know, jasper can alleviate stress and provide harmony, so can hematite too, as well, remove mm-hmm. stress. So can smoky quartz. Smoky quartz removes stress too, as well, because they're all grounding, calming stones.
Oh,
tourmaline,
I like that
too. You mentioned tourmaline. Tourmaline does also remove stress and provides grounding.
Let me ask you this too, as well, and I was going to mention this. If you wanted to use a green stone, any kind of green is usually for prosperity, right? Whether it's money, career, anything, any kind of green stone. Is that what you said?
Yes. Green or gold?
Oh, nice. Okay, so citron would count. There's another one, golden. I can't remember the name of it now, but also, you know, in the Vedic astrology, crystals and stones, there are certain crystals and stones that you can match up with your birthday, and they're supposed to be super powerful. Mm-hmm. One that will help you give spiritual love, focus, and also abundance in every area of your life. And I've got those crystals, but I can't remember now. But in Vedic astrology, there are certain ones. There's three crystals that are personal to you, if you just do the research, that are super powerful and will really help you in every area of your life. So I thought that was kind of cool too, as well. And yeah. Have you ever heard of honey? A honey crystal? H-O-N-E-Y? Is that such a thing as a honey crystal? Because I just got somebody asking me about that, texting me.
Is a honey quartz crystal, or just it's called honey?
Honey. She says honey. So I'm not sure. Is that a crystal, or a honey quartz crystal? Is that what it's called?
There's many different types of quartz crystals. There's the brown quartz crystals. There's, you know, the pink rose quartz crystals. So the honey may be, I'm not exactly sure if it's called honey though.
Okay. That's what she
told
me.
Let me see if this little book here has got that. I have come across a brown colored quartz crystal though. I'm not sure if it was called, honey quartz though. I don't think that that was the name of it. It was, let me see here.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard of a honey
Yeah, she just texted me. I was like, what? Okay. So I was like, I don't know. I was like, huh?
Oh, you know what she was probably seeing is the it's a golden quartz. Golden
Oh, okay.
quartz. Yeah, it's a golden color. It's like that brownish gold color. I think that's what, and which resembles the color of honey. And that one is a, it's kind of, it looks a little yellowish brown. It looks like honey. That's what it looks like. It looks like honey. And it helps with spiritual communication. It also, between the spirit world and our world here, and helps with healing on all levels. So that's physical, emotional, spiritual healing.
Wow. You know what, Corrine? There's quartz that will help you with past life learning. I think garnet is one of them. Garnet. I know that you do a lot of work. Well, we both do with past life information. So if you're wanting to recover something from your past life, I guess a past life regression is always good. But if you have garnet, it will help you. Help you even more, as long as the intention is there. Have you ever heard of that, garnet?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beautiful. I don't own one myself though, but it's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous stone. They're all gorgeous. There's one that looks bad.
And if you wanted to increase your psychic ability, so the four clairs, clairvoyance, clairaudient, clairsentient, and claircognizant, I know you could probably use a clear quartz, as you were saying. And also, is there another one, if somebody's listening, that they wanted to say, okay, I want to increase my psychic abilities, what's a quartz that I could use? Do you have a suggestion?
Amethyst is a good one.
Oh, okay.
For that, amethyst is good. Also, celestite. Celestite is a little pricier, though. And it's going to come in a cluster. So I would say if you can't afford it or don't want to buy it, it's not a problem. Again, all of these crystals can facilitate whatever it is that your intention is, but we're just giving you some ideas as to what you can look for to see if they resonate within you. But celestite is a wonderful one. And it's like, it's a really beautiful blue, like periwinkle color. And it's a really transcending stone that can connect you with spirit. But again, clear quartz crystal can do the same thing as well as amethyst. Those are two really great ones that you can use for increasing your psychic abilities. You can put them on your third eye. You can meditate with them. You can hold them in your hand as you're trying to channel information. They're all really great for that.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. Now, you told me something the other night that did not forget. When you use the clear crystal quartz, you said sometimes it will take the energy so much and become cloudy. You were talking about the clear crystal quartz, right? Is that mm-hmm. what you were talking about? Okay,
right.
So when that happens, what do you do? Energy.
When that happens, like, for example, sometimes, a crystal can stay with you, for just a certain period of time, and then it's done, it served its purpose with helping you. And you'll know that, I mean, it's going to sound a little weird, right? But you can ask the crystal, is your time with me done? Is there any more help that you can offer? And sometimes if they're done, and it's time to move on to another crystal because it's done its work. What I generally do is I kind of bury it back. I go to like the beach or I go up into the mountains and I kind of bury it back in the sand and I say thank you to it. But a lot of times what you'll find is the more that you work with a clear quartz crystal, it'll start to become cloudy because of the energy that you're imbibing into it or putting
right.
into it. A lot of times, especially if you're using it for healing, that will happen, or you'll start to see little prisms forming, like little rainbows forming inside there, especially if you've had a crystal that you've been working with for several years. You'll start to see it change. Like I have one with me the other day. Remember when I was saying that I was speaking to my crystal and it wasn't really, it was like, oh, kind of lonely. It was neglected for a long time. It was super, super cloudy, and I've had this one for probably 20 years. yeah, and I had forgotten about it because I had put it in a box with my tarot cards because I was using it to clean the tarot cards, and I left it there for years. Just I keep using the cards, put it back there, and I left it in there, and I hadn't cleaned it until yesterday. I saw it, and I was speaking to it, and it was kind of I felt that it needed to be re-energized and cleaned. And so I cleaned it, and the cloudiness has dissipated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I know people are probably like, yeah, right. I know. Yeah, right, right. But yeah, right. It really did. It really did. It was super cloudy before. It looked like it had dirt on it on the outside and just was totally clouded up. And I passed it through sage smoke. Another way that you can clean your crystals is to rub them with a soft cloth or silk, too. That's another way that you can cleanse them. And that's what I did. I passed it through sage smoke, and then I rubbed it with silk cloth. And now it's all clear again. So it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. I know. I wouldn't have believed it either if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
I like that. That's really good. You know, I keep seeing this in the book. Agate, is it A-G-A-T-E? Did I pronounce mm-hmm. that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's used for, it seems like it's used for prosperity, for cleansing, for psychic abilities. Is that like a general do-good quartz like will and is it just like a general, like the clear crystal quartz? Is it something like that? Because it seems to be in a lot of different things, doing a lot of different functions. Have you ever heard of that, Agate? Did I say that right?
I have. Is it the one that I've heard of? It kind of almost looks like, what am I talking about here? It's kind of looks like it's got plant material on it. It's like kind of, it's got a whole bunch of different lines going through it and dots and color. It's like green, right? It's green.
Right.
Yeah. That one is also good for abundance because it's green. I didn't know that it could be used for, you know, but again, like we were saying, all of these crystals, it can help you with connecting with energy, working with energy, clearing. They all do that because they carry with them so much energy that they can all essentially do the same thing. It's just whatever is resonating within you and whatever they specialize in is just kind of like an additional benefit, you know, towards whatever you're using for.
Well, it says right here, it's great for sexuality and vitality as well. It's like, wow, that's a great crystal to have.
Oh,
and yeah, creativity and will. So it helps with the root chakra and also with the, because that's the first chakra. And then it also helps with the solar plexus and the second chakra. So it does a lot. The first, second, and third chakras, which are all the physical chakras that Agate helped. I was like, wow, that's kind of.
It also is good with good for depression. So is amber. See how they have similar properties. Amber also helps with depression. So does agate as well. And this would be a good stone to kind of if you have a fever or a cold or an infection or high blood sugar. You can go out and get this crystal, and it'll help to alleviate the symptoms of the cold or the fever. And it's also good with, also good for anti-inflammatory uses too, as well. So if you've got swelling somewhere, anything associated with like inflammation or infections, this is a good stone to use as an elixir to drink the water too. If when you do have a cold or a fever, you can put this in water and it'll cleanse your system, just like you would if you're drinking medicine.
Ah, okay. So use it in conjunction with. That's always good. I want to make sure we say that. There's different types of agate. That's agate. And then there's holly blue agate, which is bringing spirit into matter, which stimulating the abilities, exploring different dimensions. That's right up our alley there, Corrine. And it's so that's holly blue agate. So, you know, you got so much here that you can do. And we talked a lot about crystals, and the time has just flown by. I think that we've got to close the call in about a minute, or show in about a minute. So if you want to have a reading with us, or we're teaching psychic classes as well, developing your four clairs, is the clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and claircognizant is what we're going through right now. But we have another set of classes coming up, I think May 6th. So if you go to angelcoaches.com, and then you can and see our schedule and join our classes. And we also have a manifesting call on Tuesday night, and it is free, and we talk about all different aspects of manifesting. And it is a teleconference call. I think that's the way you say it. So I think that's about it. So good night, everybody. And Corrine,
we apologize. We had three callers on the line. I'm so sorry, but we weren't able to get to you guys today. So We'll see you guys on the conference call then for your questions.
Take care.
All right.
All
Good
right.
night.
Take care. Good night. Bye, everybody.